tuning in to Paragon Podcasts. This is Paula English. Let's find out more about us on our website at paragonlivingus.com or visit us on Facebook, Paragon Living US, and Instagram, Paragon Living US. I hope you enjoy the podcast today, and we appreciate your feedback, and share it if you like it. Thanks again. Enjoy the call.
All right, Paula English here. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It's a great day. And I am here with Patty Young with Ears Above Marketing. We've had a chance to talk to Patty previously in another podcast where we looked at leadership models, and the kinds of things that she and I look for in leadership. We both come to the table with a lifetime of entrepreneurship and working with entrepreneurs. And at this point, we're both looking at the changes in dynamic industries and where Patty's business has evolved and yet is consistent and continues to grow and continues to offer a legitimate opportunity for someone who is experienced, motivated, and looking for a way to create independent income and, more importantly, long-term passive income. Patty has, four decades of experience in building and developing her business. She is successful in that business and is in a unique position to work with business partners who want to do the same thing. So, hi, Patty. Thanks for being on with me today. How are you doing up there in Erie, Pennsylvania?
Hi. It's actually a very nice day today after the snow last week. So, grateful for that.
Yeah. I'm not ready for snow yet. It's very sunny and nice here in the Midwest, and they keep threatening something snowy, but I'd like to put that off as long as possible.
Yes.
So when we talked before, I think we made a real good point about what makes you unique in doing a business that I think you would agree is very often their model is to be duplicatable, which always cracks me up because unless something's changed, that's not even a real word in the dictionary. So this goal to be something that the word doesn't even exist, I think is ironic. But what they're really trying to do is help a new person get started. And rather than just having somebody say, well, gee, I want to be an entrepreneur in your business, and the company or the business partner says, oh, sure, great, go wing it, see how it works. That's not really good. So the goal is to be able to provide a platform that a new business partner can work with, find their comfort zone, be successful in that model. And as we summarized last time in our first look at leadership, is that really, Patty, is what makes you truly unique, is you have the support of a dynamic corporation that offers a variety of tools and support to help new and existing business partners to grow, to thrive, to use the changing technology. You also have the things that you have done consistently over the years, and you also bring to the table our 5 steps for strategic business planning and a recipe for conversation, which are the specific strategic models for setting up a marketing plan and then having the communication skills to handle those leads, to turn those prospects into assets. So as we look to the next step, so let's say that someone hears about your business, the potential for creating independent income, long-term passive income. They are curious about what working with you, Patty, looks like. Can you give us an example of what you would do with a new person? So let's say somebody sends you a text or shoots you an email or messages you somehow and says, hey, Patty, I'm interested in knowing more about your business. What's going to happen first? What can they expect from you in some of those first engagements?
Well, I'd be happy to talk about that. First of all, I would ask some questions. I am looking to identify if this person is the right one. Is it a fit for them? Do they really have an interest in this or not? I would ask questions like, what are your goals and objectives? Are you looking for making more money? How fast? How much? Looking for better health? Are you interested in the health products? That kind of thing. Then I would ask something like, what is your real interest in doing the business at this time? Is this the right timing for you? And what makes you think you'd be successful in this business? Also a question like, how do you learn best? Some people like to hold a book in their hand and read it. Some people listen. Some people watch videos. So what is the best way for you to learn? That gives me an idea of who this person is, and that way we can make a plan that's personal for them. Then I would create some agreement and decision making so that we're in agreement on how we are interacting together, and are you really ready to start now in the decision of starting this business? Then I would ask them, is there anything that I've missed? Is there anything else that you want to add? Give them a chance to talk and see if there's something in their personality that is a good fit and a good will click between the two of us. So that's how I would start, is asking some questions like that before I go into the next part of the activity series or action series that I have.
So, Patty, it sounds to me like you're going to ask some questions first, that you are interested in knowing more about them really before you start talking about what you have. Is that
that's
true?
That's exactly right. Yes, that's true.
So my experience is that's unusual, because very oftentimes I find that people are so ready to start selling and start talking about what they have and trying to convince the other person about how great the company is or how great the products are or how great it is that they can do whatever. And it sounds to me like you do things a little differently, that you want to be sure that there's a fit before you actually get into some of the information that obviously is going to be important. But it sounds to me like you want to be sure there's a fit before you start doling out a lot of information. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, it's about them. It's not about the company or what we have to offer. It's about, first of all, just to see if this is something that they feel they have an interest in or that is, as you said, a fit for them. There's no sense going into a lot of other detail if they feel like, oh, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't think this is what I'm looking for. So if you ask questions about who they are and what they're interested in and maybe what some of their expectations are, it's a lot easier to get that information first and then go on.
Right, so having that information first means for you, you're establishing your rules of engagement, because if people are going to talk about, they're answering your questions. What's important to them? What are their goals and objectives? What are their interests, their timing? Those are things that are going to either match up with your rules of engagement or not. So you're really saving yourself some time and aggravation. And you're also showing respect for the other person, because if they meet your rules of engagement, if you're enjoying that conversation up to that point, then the next steps, that here's the information that is going to be the next part of the decision making, I think it's going to feel better. It'll be invited, right? Everybody's a little more open and responsive. So I love that. And I think, again, for our listeners, that that's another piece that's going to make Patty very unique. Because if you're tired of just being sold before the person finds anything out about you, that's not going to happen here. Patty's going to make sure that, number one, you meet her rules of engagement, because she's not going to waste her time if it's not a fit. And she's not going to waste your time either. We're going to make sure that there's a fit before moving forward. All right. So is there anything else, Patty, in that process?
No, that pretty well covers it. And the questions may vary according to my next question might vary according to what their answer was before. So it's mostly a getting to know each other, and as you said, see if they meet the rules of engagement, and if we seem like we hit it off. I like to work with people that I like.
Amen. Okay, so then the next thing, let's say that you like each other, and you get through these first questions, there's an interest, somebody says, yes, I'm curious, I'd like to know more, then what's the next step? What would typically be the next bit of information that you might share with someone, or what you want to know from them? What's the next step after that?
Well, after we have the first question and answer session, if you want to call it that, I would just list some things that would be the action steps that we will be taking to give them an idea of what some of the expectations are. So we would talk about what kind of product package they would come up with to start out experiencing the full range of products. You know, people like to do what their leader does. That's what a leader is all about. People will follow a leader. And so if you're expecting people to experience products, then you have to have the example of showing how to experience the full range of products yourself and do what you do. So we would come up with a product package that would enable them to experience the full range of products to start with and set the example for using the best products and buying from yourself. That's very important. I buy from every line of the products, and our happiest customers and people who get the best results are the people who use the broadest range of products on the most consistent basis. So we will make up the product package.
So once they are looking at the products, one of the questions I think people might have, I know I did, is what I heard you say specifically is people will do what you do. So this is a leadership model kind of business, right? So what I do, more likely my customers will do, any business partners that I attract will do. So that modeling is really important. So is there a way that you can help me, help a new person see how what I do is going to impact how much money I make? Because that's the other thing, is if I look at a new business model and the first thing that I have to do is spend money, then there's going to be a bell that goes off, right? And I think, well, but then how do I make money? Because I'm looking at this business to make money. So how would you address that question? So if somebody says, I get it, there's a model here, and how does that relate to my income? How could you talk about that?
Yeah, so I would introduce the next thing as how to make the money model. And, of course, in this business, the product packages depend on how to make the money. So each product package that people buy, you would earn money on that. And we have a model called the 22 circles, which we would go over at this point and show you exactly how to build your business model to make the kind of money that you want to make in a timely fashion.
Okay, so your 22 circles model is going to give me basically the math problem to show me how what I do will directly impact how fast I go in terms of creating income. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes, that's correct.
So if you can give me a few examples with a real person, if we were sitting down and talking to them, and you find out maybe what their budget is to get started, and you use that budget to show them, okay, if you do this and then your customers do this, this is how many customers it's going to take for you to create the income you want. Or if you start here and then a new business partner does the same thing you do, this is how long it's going to take you to make money back based on the example that you're setting. So I think that's pretty realistic, right? If you were getting started in a business and someone could show you that model, I think that's really helpful. I like that a lot. And it also gives them some options for how fast they want to go, because maybe if they start with one idea and then see that model, they may be able to adjust and do something a little differently, right? So that they can see where they might make money a little faster. So that, I think that's a really great next step and a safe step, because they understand right from the get-go how what they do is going to influence that long-term impact of their story and how their business grows. We definitely know there are products to market, and using and consuming those products are going to be key to just your own experience. And as you talked about last time, Patty, that one of the key ingredients to your business success has been your health, that not only the money has helped you and has contributed to your family well-being, but the fact that you've had improved health. So a person's really benefiting on multiple levels, right?
Exactly. Yes, you can't, as they say, you can't buy health. however, there are great benefits in using these products in increasing your well-being physically, mentally, and financially. Really, is these products help with all of that. And I've been blessed enough that I've been able to be healthy, be active, do things I want to do. I don't have to compromise what I want to do because I am sick or tired, or I have 17 grandchildren, I ride horses, my husband has a Harley, and we live on a 100-acre farm. We do lots of things, and I'm grateful that because of the eating well and taking these products have enabled me to keep up with all of that and make money along the way. It's a win-win.
Amen. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. That is absolutely the beauty of the model, which is why it's so exciting to be able to talk about it now. Because there, as we talked in the beginning, someone who might be looking to do a business like yours wants a model that's proven. They want to be able to follow someone with experience and know that it works. And you absolutely have that as a part of your story and what you bring to the table. So now that the new person has met those rules of engagement, they are comfortable with you, you've looked at some product packages, you've looked at the 22 circles and how you make the money, the next thing might be to, I'm sure somebody's going to say, well, how do I get more information about setting up this business? So what would be some of your first recommendations in terms of information you would recommend that they have access to in getting started with their business?
Of course, yes, there are, there's going to be training because you just can't leave somebody out there and say, okay, do whatever you feel like. So
right.
we do have certain products that we recommend for people to get their training. 5 Steps for Strategic Business Planning and a Recipe for Conversation. Amazing marketing tools that I have turned my business around using these tools with her help. And so my recommendation is to get her 5 Steps for Strategic Business Planning and her Recipe for Conversation books. And the books are a wonderful first step. But if you want to do more than that, then we can go to podcasts, which we have a paragonpodcast.com. Or you can Google Paragon Podcast with Paula English and listen. There's a list there, and you can listen on your favorite app, the different podcasts that Paula has put out there, and they will all help you come up with the plan that you want to build your business. And again, these are proven techniques. I've used them myself, and I went from not knowing what I was supposed to do to having a plan, a successful plan, being able to work the plan, and it really increased my business without a lot of stress, which was quite amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing, and thank you for the plug there for my books and podcasts, and that's the whole reason that I have done what I've done up to this point, is to provide those tools for someone who may be getting started and or restarted in moving their business ahead. I know that in the books and podcasts, I talk about a punch list for getting started. When would that be something you would use with a new person?
Yes, so the next thing that we would do is the punch list for getting started. We can find that list in various places with the Paragon Podcast, in Paula's book. We can do it on the computer together. And just go through the different elements of things that you would need to get started in your business. These things would include how fast or slow you want to go, what you're looking for, and the resources and tools that you would need. Some of the resources that we would talk about would be having your computer, a desk, a separate business checking account, a database program that you would be able to use, all the things that you need to start your business would be covered in that punch list for getting started. It's very helpful, so that you're not in the dark about what you need.
Okay, so that sounds like that punch list is going to help that new person identify the resources they have available and then use those resources to get started most efficiently. Right?
Yes, that's exactly right. It takes the mystery out of what you need. It really sets you up for having everything you need to get started, and it just makes things run a lot more smoothly, especially things like the database and things that people might not think of. They think, well, I have my phone and a place to sit, that's all I need. But you need a few more things than that, and this just makes it a lot more clear, a lot easier to get started.
And wouldn't you agree, Patty, that the difference for you between before five steps, say, and after five steps is not only having a clear idea of what kind of tools you need, but the understanding of why that's important, that we're looking to help set someone up so that they're building on a foundation. So every step they take is giving them a solid foundation for taking the next step. So as you say, it takes the mystery out of it, and it's very intentional. So we're building on this plan, right? So
yes, that's exactly right. Yes.
So up to this point, let's just kind of summarize at this point so our listeners know, if you're a new person looking at getting started in a business, the first thing that's going to happen is Patty's going to ask some questions and make sure that there's a fit, that you need her rules of engagement, she needs your rules of engagement, that you have an understanding of what it takes to make it in a business like this. Number two, we're going to go through the 22 circles so that a new person has a very specific understanding of how the money is made. So it is not a mystery, and it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It is a very specific math problem on exactly what it takes in order to make money. Then you're going to send them off to do some homework. They're going to maybe read the books, The Recipe for Conversation and a Five Steps for Strategic Business Planning. They are going to listen to some podcasts with Paula English. They're going to start doing some self-education on the business model. Now, mind you, there are going to be people who are also very interested in learning more about the company, learning more about the products, and those links and opportunities are absolutely available. So depending on how fast a person wants to go and what is their level of interest, you're going to provide for them the resources where they can begin to do their homework. Once a person's done some of their homework, they've got a little bit more information, they're ready to take the next step, then we'll go through that punch list for getting started. That is really an assessment of resources matched with how fast you want to go and putting those things together into what we would then take to our next step, which is our five steps for strategic business planning. That is the marketing plan. So when we know what a person brings to the table, we know they have the resources available to get started. They have some of the basic stuff they need. So they have their office set up. They've got their product orders. They have their tools for learning, their educational tools available. Then we start building that five steps. So we're going to create an image and identify who you want to be, create that logo, the name of your business, how you want people to see you and recognize you. We'll identify a target market so that the language a person uses is specific to the kind of people they want to attract. So like Patty, in your situation, in this specific conversation, attracting a new business partner, you are targeting specifically people who want to create independent income, who have some interest and experience in sales and marketing, who have a commitment to health for themselves and their family, and who see that long-term benefit of not only the independent income, but the long-term passive income. So each person is going to identify their target market. Step three will be, again, looking at our resources. Resources are a key component to the success of any marketing plan. So we will identify and commit specific resources. Step four is then putting together a plan of action that is specific to the person. And then step five is getting the tools they need. So that's what we're going to set up with a new person. We're going to show them how to do that and what each one of those components look like. So just in brief, Patty, could you kind of rattle off a few activities that you do or a new person might expect to see from you in terms of a simple activity series, say, for getting a new person started? What would that activity series look like for you?
Sure. A sample activity series would be a phone call, as we talked, the initial phone call where we ask questions. Then a group Zoom call, introducing you to the rest of the team, asking questions, team, and just kind of getting some feedback to see how they've done things. And then I'll send you a direct mail piece, either a postcard with my logo on it. I'll just send you some things that you can look at and see what kinds of things I introduce people to. An e-newsletter would be something that would be coming your way. And then probably another phone call after that. At the first phone call, we would make a date for the second phone call. And then we would repeat some of these things and follow the list that we just gave, the action series that we just gave, that Paula just talked about. So that would be a sample of an activity series that I would do with a new person.
So that seems very easy to understand, and I don't want to say it's non-threatening. It's not aggressive. It's consistent. If we've had the conversation, I've had an opportunity to meet the team, you exposed me to some of the tools that you've created, you're giving me the opportunity to test and try and see what these are. And while we're doing that, we're actually building up the plan for me at the same time, which is really cool. So that is the modeling, the leadership model that we've been talking about all along. I'm going to watch you do it, and then the things that I want to do, I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to create it for myself. I may use some of the same tools you do. I may use some of the tools the company has available, but I'm going to be modeling that same kind of behavior. I'll create an activity series so that I can follow and do the same kinds of things. So I'd love that. That seems very manageable, I think, for a new person. So the last thing, just in closing for this conversation today, I just want to talk a little bit about the wrong ones. Sometimes things could be going along, everything seems to be going well, a person is showing interest, they may be responsive, maybe they've gotten started on a few of the steps you've recommended, but then something happens, there's an indicator, a little red light that flashes that's going to tell you they may not actually be the right one. So do you have anything that you would notice, Patty, that would be a sign or a symptom of somebody who's really not the right one for your business?
Yes, and these things show up sometimes sooner, sometimes later, but that's why it's important to always keep asking questions along the way. There could be a pushback, not wanting to do the next step, or all of a sudden no time for any of the contacts that we have arranged, or meeting after meeting they're saying, oh no, I didn't have time to get that done, and there's no pressure. This is all on their time frame. However, there should be a time frame. So if three or four times later they say, I'm going to have this certain thing finished, and then it doesn't happen. Or maybe they don't return your calls. Or, as I said before, they don't take the next step. And life happens. I mean, it happens to me. There's times when I've had to take days, weeks, and sometimes months off, depending on what's happening. You have to take care of an ailing parent, or your kids are sick, and of course all those things happen to everyone. But there should be a consistency of moving forward. And when that doesn't happen, then there's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a couple of things. One is just a direct pushback. So if they're resistant to the recommendations, if they're not taking the advice or questioning, there's some just pushback, as you say, to the model, to the recommendations, then that person may not be the right fit. B, because being agreeable in following a leader, as Napoleon Hill says, there's nothing wrong with being a follower, but the best followers become the leaders. So there's a natural process where if I want to be a leader, I've got to be the follower first. I've got to know how to follow the leader, to do those things, and then I become qualified for leadership. So I think that's a really important just mindset, is there must be that willingness to do the thing that's proven, that we know is going to work. And as we've said all along, this is based on their resources, their comfort zone, their gifts and talents, the things they're interested in, how fast they want to go. So we're not creating those parameters, but once those parameters are agreed upon, then the follow through and the doing of the thing needs to come with an open mind and a willing spirit and the dedication of someone who's really committed to doing the thing. So that's the first sign, is that if there's resistance to that model, that person may not be the right one. The second piece is when the resources change. So I thought I was going to have time, and now I don't. This thing has happened, and it interferes. There's those things, as you say, happen to everybody all the time. That's one of the advantages to having a business of your own, right? You don't have to call in sick. You don't have to ask someone's permission. However, if there is no reassessment of resources and recommitment of resources, or even just direct communication about circumstances, then it gets vague, kind of loosey-goosey. We don't know if they're really committed. And I know you and I both agree that chasing after the wrong ones is not something we're going to do. If I call someone and leave a message and they don't call back, I might follow through with another touch here or there just to make sure they didn't drive off a cliff or something. However, I'm not going to pester somebody. I'm going to expect that that person is putting in the same energy and commitment as I have through the years. So if somebody just falls off and isn't responsive or doing the thing, isn't responsive specifically, then we know that person may be the wrong one. And you know what? That is okay. Because it's better to find out sooner rather than later, right? It's better to know. So whenever there's not a fit, we want to be able to say no first, to clear the air, be done with it, let the person go. My favorite story is like shopping for shoes. If you know for sure you're going shopping for a specific pair of shoes, even if you're online now, whatever it is, you're shopping for a pair of shoes, you know what size you wear. You know what the occasion is, whether you want hiking boots or dancing shoes. And if you come across something that's not your size, that's not appropriate for the occasion, that isn't going to get there in time or is out of your budget, you're not going to buy those shoes. You're not going to buy them anyway and then try and make them work. Try and make them fit. You're going to wait until you get the right one. You're going to shop until you find that right one. And this is very similar to that, is that mindset that if it's not the right one, that's okay. There's no pressure. In fact, the pressure is always back on the one who's driving, because you're the only one who knows what you want from your business. And so if the person is arriving that is not the right size, that's not the right color, that doesn't fit for the occasion that you have designated that you want this for, then it's easy. It's easy to say no first. And some of the things that are easy to say, and we talk about this in our recipe for conversation, is the graceful exit. The graceful exit may simply be, you know, I may have gotten here too soon. Maybe today's not the best day, but once this obstacle has been resolved, maybe we can pick it up and move forward at a later date. It may be a straightforward, this is not the right fit, and I'm going to let you go. It's been great talking to you. If you know somebody who is a better fit, I appreciate the referral. And there are some people that you know there's value somewhere, and so you may put them in your passive activity series. So maybe they get your newsletter once a month, or maybe they follow you on your social media, and maybe you send them a postcard once a year. There are things that you might do to keep those people in the loop because you're not quite ready to throw them in the circular file. And at the same time, you may not also be willing to invest a lot of time or emotion into trying to make something happen. As we look in our leadership model for the right ones, that relieves us from the pressure of trying to convert the wrong ones, convince the people who aren't the right fit. And for me, that is a huge relief on both sides, because you, Patty, are not going to waste your time, nor are you going to pressure or struggle with someone that it's not driving. And I think that's a very exciting and unique aspect to what you bring to the table. And we could talk about that all day, how people try to make stuff fit that's not the right fit. You don't do that. That's not your nature. That's not your business model. I think as we move forward, part of what Patty and I are going to be talking about is the practical applications of the marketing plan, the communication plan, and how that best supports her in her immediate activities and her business model, and how that also adds to the dynamic that she brings to the table as a leader partner. So I hope everybody has found this enlightening today. There's some great little gems in here in our conversation. And if you're listening and you are curious, you'd like to know more, you want to talk to Patty personally, Patty, what are the best ways for people to reach you?
Well, if you want more info about my business, you can visit my website at www.airsabovemarketing.com. And if you want to start communicating, you can email me at Patty, with a Y, P-A-T-T-Y, airsabove@gmail.com. If you're in a hurry, my text number is 814-450-9025. And I'm also on Facebook.
Awesome. So I hope those of you who are curious will touch base with Patty and find out more about what she has to offer with Airs Above Marketing. And I am Paula English, and you can reach me at paula@paulaenglish.com or my website, Paragon Living US, and Paragon Living US on Facebook and Instagram. As always, great fun to do these podcasts together. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for joining us today on Paragon Podcast. This is Paula English. I hope you've enjoyed our show and training, and you'll be back to listen to more. Visit our website at paragonlivingus.com, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.